You know, Pastor Travis, you had one of the things that God is raising you up to do is actually changing lives by buying Christmas trees and giving those around. And you told me before we started this recording that you had a very unique experience with this outreach that you've been doing, which has started off in your church whenever your church was in the Miami area and has grown to many, many states. And you've been able to give away millions of dollars through this. But in responding to some of the disasters that have happened recently, God brought you to a very unique place. Can you tell us this story?
So, John, that's called buyatreechangealife.com. It's a small group missions project that just got out of control. We were raising money for an adoption for a little girl from Ethiopia into a Coast Guard family. Now it's across America. This last year, it's amazing. All of us together, it's not like one big person, but all of us together, thousands, tens of thousands of families have helped us to give away over $13 million to help children. So as a part of that, we were sponsoring Christmas at Chimney Rock. And Chimney Rock had really captured America's imagination, you know, during Hurricane Helene. A 20-foot wall of water comes through that town and just a lot of devastation. Homes wiped out, businesses wiped out. 4 feet of silt in downtown Chimney Rock. And so there's so many stories there. Bottom line, we were there for the Christmas tree lighting, just that little area. And then the next day I was standing outside and I met two families. Some kids run up to the Christmas tree and they're seeing decoration on the Christmas tree. We had decorated the tree with items that had been scavenged downstream from the flood, and they were shoes, they were little toys, they were little guitars that had been lost from people's homes. So these little kids come up and they're seeing their toys and clothing in the tree. It was the most joyful, tearful moment.
Really? These items were in your house?
Really awesome.
All right, so what all's yours?
Like everything?
I was so glad to be there for that. It led to some prayer. Bottom line, one member of the family is actually moving to our area just above Orange Beach here in Alabama. By the way, it's like heaven. You know, it's beautiful. Get to heaven, John. But if you can't, come on to Orange Beach, you know. But they're moving down. And so tomorrow we have a bunch of people from the church that are meeting them with their moving van and we're unloading their house. So it was just this amazing thing. And I felt like God had just kind of, you know, bent down to kiss the earth, and I got caught right in the smack. I thought this is really heaven. So it was a wonderful time.
So these little kids were seeing their own toys on this Christmas tree. And I think one of the questions that everybody's going to ask in the comments, and let us know in the comments, make sure you're subscribed to this channel and everything. But did these kids get to, you know, just like, that's my toy, and then actually get to receive that? Or is it just staying for decoration? Tell us about like getting those things back.
I mean, obviously, if they want to take those down, they can't. Yeah. But I watched them. The kids didn't even ask. They were just, you know, if you see the video, it's euphoria and tears. And the family is bouncing around trying to take all the pictures. Actually, when that happened, I was behind the tree, like taking some video of the tree because it was so remarkable. You know, I mean, I don't know. It was like seeing something in color in the middle of a black and white TV show, you know. And so that all happened. I actually have some other footage where I just say, hey, if you like, I can take a picture. I didn't even realize what was going on at that moment. So I stepped over to take the picture. And then that's when all of this euphoria starts to come out. So, hey, my family went through Hurricane Andrew. We lost our home. My dad lost his church. I don't have a lot of pictures from when I was little. He slept under a picnic table for a week while he's pastoring the church as National Guard and that sort of thing came in. He got an RV and I tried to talk him out of staying. I wanted him to leave. But he's like, I would be a terrible pastor if I left my church right now. But if you ask my dad, he would say that was the best time of his ministry because it was so terrible. Nobody should have to go through that. You know, those dams breaking upstream and just wiping everybody out. Nobody should go through that. However, when people come together and they help one another, it's extravagant. It's amazing. It's actually a fulfillment of scripture that the world will know us by our love for one another. And I've seen that over and over. Even in the comments of this video that's, you know, gone viral, you see non-Christians saying, this is what it's all about. This is beautiful. Thank you for letting us know that there are still people that care. So, John, it was awesome, man. It was just awesome.
That's beautiful. Pastor Travis, thank you for sharing that story with us. That's very touching, especially this time of year. We know that we're celebrating the greatest gift that God has ever given us, Jesus coming to this world to eventually, you know, die on the cross for us. But he had to come as a baby as the greatest gift God has ever given us. And we do that to each other. We give gifts to each other to honor that. And what you've done is give us a great gift as well. So, Pastor Travis, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Oh, thank you so much. And let me say this. If anybody wants to be a part of Buy a Tree, Change a Life, you can host a site at your church. It's amazing what's done. It's so much more than anything that you can imagine. You end up making some incredible friends. You can fill out an interest form at buyatreechangealife.com.